soñando libertad. No existe el racismo, tampoco la xenofobia, porque no hay analfabetismo. Soñando libertad, no se ve capitalista, porque el dinero se fue tan lejos, tanto que se le perdió la vista. Soñando libertad, no hay competiciones, no hay premios si no hay quien gana, no hay perdedor si no hay sanciones. Soñando libertad, conviven las personas, despiertas y muchos hombres maltratan.
Yeah. Hello, hello. Okay, so this is dedicated to Joe Arpaio from Anna. Thank you very much. We'll be back.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police.
Fuck 'em, 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 the man. Murder charges brought to the cop that killed Oscar Grant and pay his fam $100 million flat. How you shoot him with his hands behind his back? They fear the black fist, so they don't let us fight back. The truth is, it don't matter how black the president is. A pig is a pig, I call it like it is. The white man got a God complex, so they tap phones with cameras outside of apartment complex. But this time it's us with the surveillance. Point your phone at the police, show 'em we ain't playing.
Go hard in the paint. They think it's gonna ride, but it ain't. They shot the brother close range, point blank. We ain't sleeping on this one. Nah, the people is bottles down to go hard in the paint. They shot the brother close range, point blank. They think it's gonna ride, but it ain't. We ain't sleeping on this one. Nah, the people is bottles down to go.
Fuck the popo, we got cell phones. Document the bullshit on your metro. Yeah. Send it to the news. And put it up on YouTube. Hey, crooked police, here's looking at you fools. It ain't just me on this beat or the marchers in the street. It's the heat that we bring when we stand on our feet. Ring the word that it's on. You mad, you're not alone. In the deep at City Hall, here to let them know. No money or conviction can bring this brother back. But a smile looking down, knowing that we had his back. Don't stop gangs, organized gangs. Don't stop gangs, organized gangs. Don't stop gangs, organized gangs. Don't stop shooting, teach these motherfuckers where to aim. Shit won't change unless we make it change. Listen to yourself and other people sound strange. They call me controversial, but I ain't controversial. Fuck a controversial police, think it's cool to kill us, motherfucker. Nah, sucker, you can't front on me. We doing this for Oscar Grant, homie, rest in peace. Yeah, it's like that, yeah, and it's like this. If you're sick of the dumb shit, let me see your fist. Oh, on your mark, get set, grow. The man just for Oscar Grant, nah, nah, we ain't letting it go.
It's time to go hard in the paint. They think it's gonna ride, but it ain't. They shot the brother close range, point blank. We ain't sleeping on this one, nah. The people is bottles down to go hard in the paint. They shot the brother close range, point blank. They think it's gonna ride, but it ain't. We ain't sleeping on this one, nah. The people is bottles down to go
hard in the paint. If I was out in the streets, and I seen a young man pick up a trash can, about what happened to Oscar Grant, and throw the trash can out to the middle of the street, kick it into the intersection, I look at him, I say, young man, come over here right now. You see that trash can you just threw? Walk over to that trash can right now, pick it up, and throw it harder next time. We demand justice for the family of Oscar Grant. Out here in Oakland, we organizing, figuring out what our next steps are gonna be. If you wanna be a part of this movement, demanding justice for this brother and standing up against police brutality in Oakland or wherever it is you're from, send an email to info@icelifenation.com. We'll be sure to forward you to the right people doing the right thing to handle this situation. We stand in solidarity with the people.
Hello, and we're back. This is killradio.org. The phone number here is 213-252-0998 for those of you who want to call and say hi, request a song and whatnot. This is Echoes de Libertad. We're a Radio Libertaria from Los Angeles. We have another guest, Bridget Flaherty, who's organizing with some women here in Los Angeles who politically identify themselves as anarchists. And as Echoes de Libertad, we do come from radical politics, from organizing from a perspective that wishes to push for more, let's say, or wishes to push for radical change more than anything. So with that said, we like to give our attention to radical movements here in Los Angeles, and also put the anarchist organizing locally and internationally out in the into public, let's say. So Bridget is organizing with these anarcho-feminists. That is something that in Los Angeles has been has faded in and out. So we want to have her tell us a little bit about what's going on here in LA with that group, and a little bit of what they are doing this weekend too. Bridget, welcome.
Hi Sarah, welcome. Yeah, so I'm a part of Anarcha LA. It was formed primarily out of the anarchist book fair that happened in December. I was on a panel with a woman named Liz for anarcho-feminism, and sort of from that panel and the small group discussion that happened afterwards, we just realized as we were talking with the other, primarily women in the room, mm-hmm. That there was a real need to organize, especially around feminist and anarchist principles in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. since there's still a lot of male-dominated thinking in the anarchist scene. And, you know, Liz and I were like, hey, let's, from all this conversation, like, we realized there was, like, a real need for this, and we're like, let's just start a group. And it was kind of that easy. We just were like, okay, so we collected people's names and email addresses, and then the next week just called a meeting together.
Mm-hmm. One thing I did notice at the Anarchist Book Fair was the fact that out of all the panels that ended, they wanted to continue a little get-together on the side right away, and one of those two groups was the women from the anarcho-feminist panel. So I was really glad to see that they actually built a space of their own to talk further, even after the event was done. And obviously you guys have been having meetings, right, after the conference?
Yeah. I think our first meeting was in the first week of January, and we've been basically having them every other week. You know, still relatively new, but the commitment is there, and the recruitment has just been growing. We've done some, you know, tabling at Lady Fest LA that just happened.
Lady Fest? Can you describe it?
Sure. So Lady Fest is a political, cultural, musical festival put on to highlight issues of gender.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was put on at the Chico Justice Center in Inglewood, and a bunch of different groups came together to sort of talk about, you know, issues that affect, you know, primarily women, trans, queer folks. There was bands, there was music, there was educational workshops. So Anarcha LA did we tabled there.
Mm-hmm.
We had just some lit out, and and then last weekend, we were at the Riverside Anarchist Fun Fair, and we did a panel. And then this weekend, we are having our first ever potluck social at MacArthur Park, 1 o'clock tomorrow, and it's at the corner of 7th and Parkview.
Tomorrow, Saturday at 1?
Yes.
Great.
And, you know, I just want to let everybody know that Anarcha LA is really, it's a group of anarchist, feminists, you know, gender benders. It's for men, women, trans, queer, basically anyone who's really working to build, like, an egalitarian world free of patriarchy, capitalism, and all form of oppression.
You know,
so we want everybody to come out who believes in that.
You know, I've been part of past anarcho-feminist collectives here in Los Angeles, but what I find interesting is the fact that there's hardly any all-women anarcho-feminist groups, and this Anarcha LA group is also not just close to women. Can you tell us why that is, or why do you find it necessary to organize openly, let's say?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I really think there is...
What are the pros and cons of doing that?
Okay.
What do you expect?
We can't be free until, like, women can't be free until everyone is free, and men and women have to work together in order to create the world they want to see. And so men need to sort of unlearn the patriarchal, sexist, misogynist ways they treat women,
mm-hmm.
and women need to, you know, sort of become more empowered to speak up and to really, like, just become, you know, I guess, empowered. You already said that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really happens in connection. I think that happens in conversation with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so learning has to happen on both sides, and I think organizing has to happen on both sides, and it has to be inclusive. I mean, but I do think there is need for women-only spaces at times. I think there's something... intangible and powerful about women getting together and learning from one another. And so you know, as Anarcha LA grows, since, again, we're still relatively new, I'm sure we're going to have these women-only spaces at different times in our trajectory. I think right now, though, we're really trying to find a way for men and women and everyone else, you know, under the gender spectrum to come together and just really build and work, because it takes, it's going to take everybody to create the world we want to see. So we should organize everybody.
Great, great. You know the Latin American autonomous feminist, what is it? Radical autonomous and feminist convergence is happening in Mexico City the second weekend of March. So it would be really interesting to see how they criticize the larger feminist movement in and of itself. And then how do we react here in Los Angeles? And of course, how does Anarcha LA blend into that too?
Right.
Anyway, thank you so much for giving us this information. So again, the potluck is tomorrow. It's obviously entirely open. It's at the park. It's in MacArthur Park, that beautiful park where people got beaten up a couple of years. Or actually, is it a couple of years ago already? It was. Or a year ago by the cops. Famous and infamous. MacArthur Park at 1 p.m. on Parkview and
7th
Street. Okay, and bring something.
Yes, and so if people want to know, we also have a website. It's www.anarchistla.org.
Anarchist LA?
It's Anarcha LA.
Oh, Anarcha LA. I like that name.
Yeah, and we're gonna have a direct action workshop after food, and then we're gonna have
tomorrow
a game of kickball at the end.
Okay, so it's food, a workshop, and kickball. How fun.
Yep.
Great. I think I'll come by and kick the ball around for a little bit.
Great.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us here, and I'll see you soon, I hope.
Great, thanks,
you take
Sarah.
Care. Good night. Bye.
Good night.
And with that, we also want to say that many more events are coming up. So towards the end of the show, we're going to give you guys a calendar of events so you can plug into events here in LA and elsewhere and spend some good times with good people. All right. Music.
Ba 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 ba
Echoes de Libertad on killradio.org. Our email is echoes de libertad radio at hotmail.com. That's echoes de libertad radio at hotmail.com. So today we're going to try a little segment. We got Sleepy G on the mic here. We're going to talk a little bit about. What are we going to talk about, Sleepy G?
I don't know. I guess, because we keep dropping the words anarchism. We've been talking about different anarchists organizing anarchist events, and the Radio Collective here is an anarchist radio collective. So I thought it would be good to just talk a little bit about what anarchism means. This wasn't really planned or scripted, but I think essentially anarchism is a vision of a world where people are free to develop, basically, and to tap into, free to become human and like to the greatest degree possible, you know, free to like explore our humanity, our creativity, and that sort of a thing. And so I think essentially like we think about the things that prevent us from doing that. And so we talk a lot about different systems of oppression, capitalism, in which we have to sell our labor, to earn a wage. And then buy back the very products that we produce, you know, from the capitalist class. Racism, in which, people of color are, you know, oppressed at the benefit of the white, you know, ruling elite. Patriarchy, which is the oppression of women. Also, I think, too, trying to expand that criticism and think about... deepen the criticism and criticize the whole notion of gender binary and imposed gender roles. And also, that's related to critique of heterosexism. But I think, anarchism, though, too, essentially puts out a vision, I think, as well. It's not just about what we critique. And I think the vision ultimately is a vision of direct democracy, right? And so we're talking about direct democracy in economic terms. So that would mean the self-management of workers. And also, I think when we envision a free society, work has to be completely redefined, right? So work isn't in any way the same thing. I think anarchists dream of a world in which people can participate in they can share in a variety of different forms of work, and there's not a divide between intellectual labor and manual labor. And I think ultimately, too, in a free society, work becomes not something that you do in order to survive, but essentially it becomes an expression of the human urge to create, right? And then in terms of direct democracy, too, we're also talking about, like I said, economically, we're talking about worker self-management, and then socially in our communities and whatnot, we're talking about self-governance, right? So communities, whatever issues affect a community, decisions around those sorts of issues should be decided upon by the people directly affected, by the community itself. And so that's really, I think, ultimately an anarchist vision. And then I think, I don't know if anybody wants to contribute to that.
Well, I think the, and hopefully we're going to expand more on the idea of anarchism and yeah, right. So we're going to have, some thoughts, some discussion around this topic. But it's interesting, right? Because I think in the past few years, anarchists have really kind of been portrayed in a certain light through the mass media, right? So, we have 1999 at the WTO, where we see, young, mostly, is it fair to say mostly young white kids with their face covered by handkerchiefs breaking Starbucks windows, right? And I think a lot of times people have this idea that that's what anarchism is, right? It's chaos. It's people not wanting to be told what to do, and so they take their frustration out against private property and whatnot. If we were to kind of just give some basic ideas of what we're talking about, right? Because what you're saying sounds great, but what does that mean, right? And obviously, we probably don't have time to really get into that. But I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic over to Sada. She's going to elaborate a little bit about that.
No, I'm just thinking the easiest way to say what anarchism is, it's an entirely horizontal way of socializing. It's about socializing at the workplace, about socializing in your household. It's about socializing with the person you're standing next to and the people that you don't know as well. Like, it shouldn't stop. I mean, it shouldn't be like, you have a kid who goes to a protest and he's the biggest anarchist or whatever. But then when he goes home, he does entirely the opposite. So, exactly. So, the next few weeks we're going to cover lots of topics. I know next week we're probably going to keep on talking about LA just because we're just starting. And I think we want to cover what's going on locally. And then in March, of course, Women's International Day or just Women's Month, we're going to have a lot of talk about immigrant women and anarchist women and feminist women, a feminist movement, let's say. And from there on, we could take it. And I think that's the beauty of this show, that we can talk about whatever we want and at whatever range. And we'll connect everything eventually, even if right now it sounds scattered. anything else before we play some music? Some anarchist music for Kyle?
Well, not to put Sleepy G on the spot here, or a.k.a. Kyle. So for regular folks out there, I think one thing we like to kind of talk about is some of the inefficiencies of capitalism. So why don't you give us some examples of some inefficiencies of capitalism? Not to put you on the spot, I don't want you to have to make anything up real quick. But
well, I mean, I don't know if I have like specific examples, but I think like going back to what I was saying earlier about like even just this concept of work, right, and how you would have to completely reimagine what that would mean in a free society. and how work itself would be completely redefined, I think. And so, yeah, I was talking about, like, yeah, you would be able to share in a variety of forms of labor or work, but, like, I think, too, like, it's important to think about, like, ultimately in a free society, like, we, like, you know, right now we work, you know, or many of us, you know, work full time, 40 hours a week. A lot of people work more than that. You work two jobs, whatever. But in a free society, real labor, you know, like people would probably only have to labor, you know, maybe, you know, 4 hours a day, because you think about all the stupid shit tied to capitalism, right? The fact that they actually pay, like, you know, I had a Marxist professor that used this example. They actually invested money and paid people to do studies of human psychology and the and you know, memory and that sort of thing, to study how long it takes the average person to forget when the last time they changed the light bulb was, right? So that they could design light bulbs to have a lifespan just slightly longer than that. Rather than thinking in terms of, like, the mass amounts of waste that, like, capitalism produces and, like, the extreme ecological, like, disaster we're creating for ourselves, like, it's like, no, we'll make light bulbs last just longer than people can remember when the last time they changed it was. But they actually pay people to do these kinds of studies. And then you think about all the, like, hundreds of thousands of people that work, you know, doing, like, you know, work in industries related to state violence, right? Work building tanks, building bombers, building missiles, all that kind of shit. All the advertising that's totally absurd. It goes on and on and on and on, right? Because ultimately, there's no logic to capitalism other than profit. And so, you know, I'm getting told to wrap up. I don't know. Sorry. I don't know. Yeah, there's just basically the if we took away all that garbage, right? Then we what we'd be left with? We'd be left with, like, you know, creating culture, creating art, creating beauty, ultimately creating, you know, whereas capitalism is a system of war and destruction. I think we'd seek something much more beautiful than that.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, so we're hopefully going to be able to expand more. I mean, we literally tried to cover, you know, everything, our whole system of systems of oppression. I think each system, right, racism, patriarchy, capitalism, that could probably take up, you know, a show in itself. So hopefully we're going to be able to come back. Like Sada said, we're going to in March, we're going to talk about the feminist movement. I think we're gonna have some report backs from the
We're gonna have some live reports from Mexico City.
And what's gonna be taking place there?
The radical autonomous feminist encuentro.
Right. So yeah, it probably has like a really cool acronym, I imagine. So we're hopefully going to be able to target, touch on a lot of these aspects. I think we're going to go to some music real quick. We're going to come back with a calendar of events coming up, things happening in your community. And, yeah, we'll be right back.
Negras tormentas agitan los aires, nubes oscuras nos impiden ver.
Aunque nos espere el dolor y la muerte, contra el enemigo nos llama el deber.
El bien más preciado es la libertad, hay que defenderla con fe y valor. Alza la bandera revolucionaria, suena el triunfo de nuestra emancipación. Alza la bandera revolucionaria, suena el triunfo de nuestra emancipación. El pueblo obrero a la batalla, hay que derrocar a la reacción. A las barricadas, por el triunfo de la Confederación.
And this, hello? Yes, this one goes for my dear brother, Palmon Jr., who's going to turn 25 tomorrow.
Estas son las
mañanitas. Come on, kiddos. Cha-cha-cha. We're really bad at singing happy birthday. Happy birthday, Nene. This one is for you. I hope it has good quality. Let's see. So the two events got mentioned earlier are the supporting the picket line, the car wash workers. We also have the Anarcha LA potluck tomorrow at 1 p.m. at MacArthur Park. March 1st, every Sunday afternoon, the Revolutionary Anarchist Communities feeds has a food program, and that happens at 2 p.m. Also in MacArthur Park on the corner of Wilshire and Parkview. For more info, it's rac@riseup.net. March 7th, this is for, it's para los compas de lejos from Chile. They're starting a month-long event, a series of events on anarchism, and it's called Marzo Anarquista. It starts on March 7th. Para los compas de Santiago y de otros países, el marzo 7 en Santiago, Chile, comienza un mes entero de actividades anarquistas llamado el Marzo Anarquista, y la website, el sitio web es marzoanarquista.org. On March 8th, also, the Anarchist People of Color in LA are having another potluck at 5:30 p.m. at the Eastside Cafe in El Sereno. And I also have some saludos and shout-outs to give to people. They won't forgive me if I don't do this. Abel in Northeast LA. Yay. Hi, Abel. How are you doing? Friends from Boston. Hello. Ilse from Vancouver, Concepcion. And again, happy birthday to my little brother.
This is Echoes de Libertad. What's our website one more time?
We don't have a website.
All right, not a website. Our email. What's our email?
Echoes de Libertad Radio at hotmail.com.
This is killradio.org, and we're going to be back in just a second.
Arriba obreros, con ese hermano, con el barrio, 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 con el bar revolución.
Sí, sí, señor, la revolución.
Sí, señor,
somos la revolución. Tu enemigo es el patrón.
Sí, señor, somos la revolución.
Listo que se lucra exprimiendo nuestra clase social.
Yo, yo, yo,
si botas cuatro huevos, si tienes 14 hijos, y la abuela no se puede operar. Somos los obreros, la base de este juego, en el que siempre se pierde el todo.
Okay, so we'll be back next Friday at 6 p.m. from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on killradio.org. If you want to get in touch with us, you can write us emails at ecosdelibertadradio@hotmail.com. Next week we'll have a more complete calendar event and people calling in. So you're welcome to call in. The number here is 213-252-0998.